local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yeah, let's hear it for hour number two. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, typically with Joe and Austin. Austin Price in the studio with you, but I'm not alone. I'm joined by Steve Taylor, and it's 5:10 now, so we got a little bit of time to work with, so we'll just get right into our top three stories here, starting with the Supreme Court reportedly going to allow emergency abortions based on a document that was accidentally posted online. That's according to Bloomberg, which obtained a document relating to a pending Idaho abortion case. The document reportedly shows that the court will allow emergency room doctors in the state of Idaho, I guess, to perform abortions.
A new poll released on the eve of the first presidential debate, which we're, of course, carrying tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, says that former President Trump has taken the lead over President Biden nationally. With all the eyes on the first debate, a new Quinnipiac poll says 73% of the voters will likely watch the debate, and 16% say each candidate's performance in that debate could lead them to changing their vote. The poll also finds Trump leads President Biden 49-45, basically in a head-to-head matchup, after Trump trailed by 1% back on May 22nd. In a six-way race, which includes RFK Jr., the poll finds Trump's lead increases to 6 percentage points, beating Biden 43-37%.
You know, I honestly think the people who are watching this debate, I think a primary reason that they're watching it is for entertainment, and I don't even say that as a joke. I think it honestly is because it's like, oh my God, how are these two going to interact? I will say the people that are talking about, oh, you know, I could, you know, change my vote. I think one thing that that's going to ride on is like how Biden behaves, you know, mentally. If he seems like he's pretty sharp, he's quick, he's ready to go, goes toe to toe with Trump, I think that would win a lot of people over. That's the big question mark with Biden as far as his fitness.
Right.
It's like, okay, but, you know, is this guy competent? Right. So if he, you said, but were you going to say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I was basically thinking it because most people are pretty well cemented in their view of who they're going to vote for.
Yes.
There's a small percentage of people in the middle, maybe about 10% at the most, who are still possibly going to go one way or the other. And so basically all of the electioneering we're having now until November is for those people.
Right.
That small group of people who could decide the election either way.
And that's why I think a lot of the people that are saying, yeah, I'm going to watch it, are probably just watching it to just, you know, either
just to
stick
see what
to their
happens.
Guns or, yes, yeah. Just see what happens. But no, I think it could be very interesting to see just that one issue alone, how Biden acts. I think that would be pretty telling there.
Well, if you remember the debates from the last go-round, it could be pretty pretty heated.
Yeah, with Biden saying, like, will you shut up, man? Yeah, I mean, see, that's the kind of entertainment we look for in a modern-day presidential debate. And our third of our top three stories here, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praising Democratic Senator John Fetterman for his support of Israel. Fetterman met with Netanyahu in Israel today and reaffirmed his support for the country in its fight against Hamas. Netanyahu said that Israel has no better friend than John Fetterman. That's his own words there. The Pennsylvania Democrat has been one of the most vocal supporters of Israel among Democrats, which has isolated him from many of his, of course, progressive supporters. So, yeah, going to be interesting to see how that turns out.
Right.
All righty. Let's get into our local headlines here. We got just a few that we're going to tackle before traffic and weather, starting with Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. He's been named to the U.S. Conference of Mayors Advisory Board. This comes after the conference's annual meeting wrapped up this past weekend in Kansas City. The advisory board helps the conference set policies and programs. 33 mayors on the advisory board currently. The Conference of Mayors held their annual meeting last week, and it includes mayors from 200 communities across the country. This year's conference adopted policies on addressing mental health, improving affordability, and quality of life. The winter conference will take place in Washington, D.C. in January, and next year's summer conference will be hosted in Tampa.
Which seems kind of backwards. If you want the winter conference, should be in Tampa, and the summer conference in D.C. in January, July.
Yeah, if you're looking for remotely moderate temperatures, yeah, you might want to flip that around a bit.
Right. Well, a retired Escambia County Sheriff's deputy is hoping he can find a kidney donor to save his life.
Passing time to my next dialysis session. Well, they're keeping me alive. They have told me that if I stop dialysis, I'll die within 3 days to a week.
Rudy Brown spent 20 years on the job and even received a medal for saving somebody's life. But after a shoulder injury requiring surgery, he was put on medication that ultimately damaged his liver. That led to kidney failure and then a cancer diagnosis meant he had to be removed from the kidney transplant list. He eventually made it back to the list, but since he's on the final stages of kidney failure, he's hoping to find a donor before it's too late. He needs somebody with type O blood. If you'd like more information on that, you can check the News Radio website for a phone number.
Very good. All righty. 5:15. We'll get our first check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Didn't have a ton going on in the first hour. Some of the spots that we had some issues in are pretty par for the course considering this time each evening. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10 has minor congestion going both ways. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. We have some on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street and North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And if you are coming over 3 Mile Bridge trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we have no confirmation of an accident or anything there, but we do have some heavy backups in that area, so be on the lookout for that. And we also had an accident report. This is on Highway 87, traveling southbound towards Navarre Parkway, but it does not appear to be causing any backups at this time. Steve, how's that weather looking?
Well, looks like it's changing. Tonight, humid with a slight chance of a shower, low about 78 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid with a possible heavy thunder shower in the afternoon, high about 87. It's cooled off a little bit, 89 in Pensacola. It's 89 also in Gulf Breeze and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, carrying on with a few more local headlines here. A sad case of vandalism in Walnut Hill. Someone has reportedly broken the windows of a log schoolhouse that dates back 140 years.
Oh, boy.
The old schoolhouse is located next to the Walnut Hill Community Center on Highway 97. If you have any information on this, you are asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers.
The international paper Pensacola Mill Foundation is awarding $57,000 in foundation grants to area nonprofit organizations. The foundation says the money will be awarded to organizations that address education, hunger, health, and wellness, and also disaster relief. Interested organizations should apply for grant funding at ipgiving.com. Again, that's ipgiving.com.
Very nice. And of course, we've had some issues with some shark attacks in this area.
Oh, yeah.
In recent memory. And one of the stories that we've touched on is the one of Lulu Gribben. Well, the Alabama teenager that was attacked by a shark in Walton County earlier this month has undergone yet another surgery. The P&J reports that it is her sixth, and doctors recently found bacteria in her amputated leg and had to perform another surgery to remove it.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Gribben and her mother were on a vacation in Rosemary Beach when she was attacked on June 7th. Gribben's mother says that she's appreciative and grateful to have her daughter alive, and this comes as news of shark attacks, as we said before, has made even more headlines recently as famous surfer and actor Tamayo Perry was killed by a shark near the Hawaiian island of Oahu earlier this week. Yeah, I mean, just a very unfortunate situation all around. And, you know, we hear about stories of amputees and stuff, and they either get something reattached or they have something, you know, healed up, and then an infection sets in that they, you know, couldn't even catch until it started taking control. It's just a very unfortunate circumstance. But it sounds like that Lulu is doing, you know, as good as she can be, and that's obviously very fortunate there.
And when it comes to sharks, we must remember that basically all the seas, the ocean, the Gulf, and every place like that, salt water, it's really still pretty wild under there.
Yeah.
So you got predators out there.
And there have been times where we've had fears of, because we will hear stories about sharks being pretty shallow waters near the shore. It's like you can't just think, they're all the way out there. Sometimes they're not. So yeah, very, very concerning situation there. Just about 5:19. We'll take a quick break. When we return, state and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's today's strength for life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton sends the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Let's see, 5:23 here. I suppose we could tackle a couple of state headlines before we get into our next check of the roads and weather. So let's see, I'll get us started here. Florida authorities are increasing their efforts as they continue to look for a teenager who disappeared more than 2 months ago. The FDLE upgraded the case of 17-year-old Graciela Lopez to a missing child alert earlier today. She was last seen wearing a blue sweater with graffiti on the back and black and white pants in Fort Myers on April 20th. She was seen near the city's Winkler neighborhood before she went missing. Anyone with information about the teen's whereabouts is asked to call 911.
Florida gas prices are continuing to experience an upward trend as the start of the 4th of July travel season approaches. What a coincidence. AAA says fuel costs jumped about 5%. 5% overnight, bringing the new state average to about $3.44 a gallon. That's 13 cents more than this time last week. Gas Buddy says the drop in prices it initially anticipated are on hold because the price of oil is climbing. Millions of residents in the state are expected to hit the road for the upcoming holiday, with some people heading out as soon as Saturday. Checking the gas prices in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Well, the average in Escambia is $3.10 a gallon. Santa Rosa, about $3.15 a gallon.
And Northeast Florida noticing a rise in heat-related illnesses as summer is officially underway. In Jacksonville, UF Health and HCA Memorial Hospital say that they have each seen at least four admissions tied to the rising temperature so far this month. The National Weather Service says a heat advisory is in effect for North Florida, the Panhandle, and Big Bend area until 7 p.m., with feels like temperatures expected to reach up to 112. Older residents, children, and those with chronic health conditions are the most at risk during this kind of weather. Forecasters are advising people to drink plenty of water and stay out of the direct sun.
Well, speaking of Jacksonville, the Jaguars are staying in Northeast Florida for basically another three decades. Wow. City leaders in Jacksonville approved a historic stadium renovation deal that'll keep the franchise where it is for about 30 years. The redevelopment will cost more than $1 billion, with the city paying more than half of the bill. The deal will still need approval from NFL owners later this year. The Jags are expected to continue playing at Everbank Stadium this upcoming season as the construction for the new stadium begins. The team will likely play at an alternative site in 2027, though, before the so-called Stadium of the Future opens the following year.
Yeah, the Jags, there were some people humoring, hey, could this be the team that goes to, you know, the UK? It's like, okay, yeah, they succeed in the UK, and the NFL, I'm sure, will expand over there eventually. But, I mean, it's like, this is a team that, you know, they've got, Jacksonville's a big market, Florida's a big state, you know, for marketability and football and all that. It's like, if Jacksonville gets good again, you know, no, especially then, people aren't going to want the Jags to leave. So, nah, they'll probably, I think this is confirmation that if we're going to have a UK NFL team anytime soon, it's going to be an original franchise, or at least it should be.
And I lived in two separate cities who had their NFL team leave, and two different experiences. I was in Cleveland when the Browns decided to move to Baltimore, but Cleveland managed to basically, with demonstrations downtown and so forth, convince the NFL we wanted the Browns not to leave. So the Browns gave us the next team in 3 years and kept the Browns legacy in the new stadium, and they really haven't won a whole lot since then.
No.
But when I was in
St. Louis.
St. Louis when the Rams left, and St. Louis went, okay, bye.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just you're clearly a jinx, so stay away from Jacksonville, I guess, is the bow to tie on that.
I come to town, the team leaves.
Just past 525 here, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather, and just basic congestion in the usual areas. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound towards I-10. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Same with Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Burgess. Then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last major spot is going to be 3 Mile Bridge. Basically, if you're traveling southbound towards Gulf Breeze, just about half of the bridge is backed up right now. No confirmation of an accident, but nonetheless a very concerning piece of traffic knowledge for you there. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks looks like it's getting cloudy right now. Clouds moving in. Should be humid with a slight chance of a shower tonight. Low about 78 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid. Possible heavy thunderstorms in the afternoon. High about 87. It's 89 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, depending.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, getting into some national headlines very quickly here. RFK Jr. believes that Donald Trump is going to win the upcoming debate with President Biden. On Tuesday, an interview was released where Kennedy said he doesn't think it's possible for Biden to beat Trump in that debate. He also claimed Trump is the greatest debater in modern American history. Kennedy, who's running as an independent, recently expressed frustration that he wasn't allowed on the debate stage with Biden and Trump, claiming that CNN illegally worked with the other candidates to exclude him. The presidential debate is scheduled for tomorrow night in Atlanta. And of course, you can catch it at 8 p.m. tomorrow night on News Radio.
Well, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says President Biden's unilateral border actions are working. While speaking from Tucson, Arizona today, he said Border Patrol encounters have dropped by 40% since the president issued an executive order limiting asylum.
We are imposing stricter consequences for those who cross the border without authorization. These actions are changing the calculus for those considering crossing our border.
He added, however, Congress must take action to fix the, as he put it, broken immigration system. He also criticized Republicans who sank a bipartisan border deal earlier this year. Biden this month took an executive action to shut down asylum requests once the average number of daily migrant encounters hits 2,500 between official ports of entry.
My goodness. And primary election results are in for New York, Colorado, and Utah. New York progressive Democrat Jamal Bowman lost his seat in the 16th congressional district in a challenge from Westchester County Executive George Latimer. In Colorado, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is leaving the state's 3rd district, winning the GOP primary in the state's 4th district. Greg Lopez won a special election in Colorado to take over now-retired Representative Ken Buck's vacant seat in the 4th district. Lastly, in Utah, Republican Representative John Curtis will be competing with Democrat Caroline Gleick to succeed Senator Mitt Romney. Utah, interestingly enough, has not elected a Democrat to the U.S. Senate since 1970. Steve, will they break the drought?
Will they be... Doesn't look like it.
Wow. Yes. So enthusiastic there, just as deep as possible. No. Not going to happen. All righty. That's a few national headlines for you. We may cover a few more when we return after the Fox News break. And, of course, we'll follow that up with sports headlines, health, business, and science, the works. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Don't go anywhere. Steve and I get horribly lonely.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden recently taking executive action to cap the daily average number of migrants allowed to cross the southern border. Today in Tucson, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says further measures are being taken.
We are imposing stricter consequences for those who cross the border without authorization. These actions are changing the calculus for those considering crossing our border.
Tomorrow night, the first presidential debate on CNN, the Trump campaign hosting a roundtable event at an Atlanta barbershop. The former president phoned into the meeting, asked if he thinks he'll get treated fairly at the debate.
Am I going to get a fair? Probably not, but it would be very good for CNN. They're having a lot of ratings problems. I think it would be very good for CNN, actually, in terms of its credibility. It'll be interesting to see.
President Biden doing his debate prep at Camp David in Maryland, surrounded by advisors. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon is reaching a $2 trillion market valuation for the first time as an artificial intelligence-fueled rally pushed the tech giant deeper into record territory today. Shares rose Wednesday as high as 3.6% and finished during today's trading session up nearly 4%. Americans who phoned the IRS this year saw two-thirds of their calls go unanswered. Taxpayers successfully reached a human about 31% of the time this tax season, according to the agency's own taxpayer advocate. Despite seemingly low rates, the IRS rated its service a score of 88%, up from a dismal 4% during the lows of the pandemic, when reaching anyone was a tall ask. U.S. stocks finished today's session mostly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 15, the S&P 500 was up 8, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 87. Oil futures for August finished under 81 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Big Machine Records and Petty Country, a country celebration of Tom Petty. Last year, the NBA draft was centered entirely around Victor Wembanyama. Now the reigning rookie of the year needs help, and the San Antonio Spurs have 2 picks in the top 10 of the draft at 4-8. And if I have one wish for the 2024 draft, it's that UConn's big man Donovan Clingan ends up in San Antonio. Imagine how fun it would be watching those two big athletic freaks play on the same squad. I'm Zach Gelb.
Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty, bringing the top talent in country and Americana music together to create a 20-song tribute to Petty's dynamic musical legacy, including Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, George Strait, Carly Pierce, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Lainey Wilson, Winona, and more. Petty Country, out now, sponsored by Big Machine Records.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was playing man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Sunday night, enjoy a free concert at Community Maritime Park's Hunter Amphitheater. The free show starts at 6. Pack a cooler and bring a lawn chair or blankets for the Blues Angel Music Blues on the Bay. See visitpensacola.com for more. Pensacola's 4th of July is next Thursday. Enjoy the fireworks beginning at 9 over the bay, or enjoy the fireworks show at Pensacola Beach behind the boardwalk. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we're dealing with here. Once again, it's just traffic causing us usual problems in the usual areas. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. Also have a little bit on North Davis Highway traveling northbound of Creighton Road, passing under I-10 and approaching Olive Road. Then it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. In Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still backed up as well, but once again, in a pretty proportionate amount or capacity. The only spot that is unusually backed up at this time is going to be 3 Mile Bridge. We do have confirmation that there is an accident there right when you get over heading into the Gulf Breeze area. We've got very heavy backups there that are covering the majority of the bridge if you're traveling southbound, coming over as 3 Mile Bridge and trying to get into Gulf Breeze. So, my stuttering and butchering of the statement aside, 3 Mile Bridge looking kind of rough right now. Outside of that, there's not much going on right now that's really going to back you up to a strange or severe degree. Steve, my goodness, how is the weather?
It's going to get a little wet tomorrow. Maybe even late tonight. It should be humid with a slight chance of a shower tonight, low about 78. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon, high about 87. It's cooling down a bit, 89 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 90 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Let's see. We'll get a couple more national headlines in here since we've got the wiggle room for it. I'll start on a wholesome note. Giant pandas are on their way to San Diego from China. Today, a delegation from the U.S. and leaders of San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance are joining dignitaries and conservation leaders in China for a farewell ceremony at the China Conservation and Research Center for Giant Pandas in Sichuan Province. Once the pandas safely arrive in San Diego, they'll take time to acclimate to their new home before there's a public debut. It's taken months to reach this point after relations failed between the two countries. All giant pandas had to leave the U.S. and return to their native China, but now new contracts and nurtured relationships are in place.
Ah, that's good news.
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of good news, to some anyway, a citywide cell phone ban could return to New York City schools. Jacqueline Carl has more.
New York City Public Schools lifted a citywide ban on cell phones in 2015, and since then, each school has implemented their own set of rules. Now, Governor Kathy Hochul says she's considering issuing a statewide ban. Schools Chancellor David Banks said the citywide ban could begin in January 2025. It's reported school principals across the five boroughs have told Banks they'd welcome a citywide policy banning phones. Banks said the details haven't been worked out yet, but Mayor Eric Adams is in agreement that cell phones in school are a distraction. Jacqueline Carl, NBC News Radio, New York.
Well, they're kind of a distraction everywhere.
Yeah, they are a distraction everywhere. And I think how happy or sad you are, or rather how in favor or upset you are over this idea of banning cell phones in schools depends on the generation you come from. I'm Gen Z, so I look at this and I'm like, okay, listen, we got to get with the times, everybody. Obviously, phones can be a distraction, but heck, especially once you get like further up in school, I've had times where teachers, whether it be in high school or professors in college, have told me like, hey, we pull out your phone for this, or just use your phone for this. It's like, well, you're not going to be able to do that, or at least without breaking the rules, if cell phones are banned just all around. So
really, they do that with cell phones in schools now?
Yeah.
Being an old person,
I mean, they'll say
we didn't have those back in the 1950s.
Well, the more lenient teachers will be like, yeah, just use your phone for this, or yeah, you can look it up if you need to. It's like they'll do stuff like that, and it's like, okay, I understand disciplining kids. If hey, listen, get off your phone. You're playing, you know, Candy Crush when you're supposed to be playing, you know, or when you're supposed to be paying attention. I get all that, but you know, if it's just a matter of okay. No phones at all under any circumstances. I don't know. I think that's kind of lame. And I think some parents will have a problem with that as well, especially if they're on the younger side. And we're talking about some younger kids here. But that's just me.
What did you say again? I'm sorry. I was playing with my phone here.
Yes, exactly. Steve, come on. You're giving New York something to fight for. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, 542 here. We'll get into our sports segments. Let's see. The NBA draft is tonight. Yes. Coverage starts at 6:30. The first round will be getting underway at 7 on ABC and ESPN. The Atlanta Hawks have the number one pick, and just a few of the biggest names that you may hear off the board tonight are UConn center Donovan Clingan, Kentucky guard Reed Shepard, and of course Purdue center Zach Edey. Obviously UConn and Purdue met up in the title game last season, so you know Clingan and Zach Edey both made a lot of turned a lot of heads, but Zach Edey, wow, his stats are insane. Averaged 25 points and 12 rebounds a game last season.
Wow.
That dude's incredible.
Yes, it is. Of course we'll know who goes to what team later on.
Yeah.
Well, the Minnesota Lynx are your Commissioner Cup champions, beating the New York Liberty 94-89, with the Liberty having received praise as a super team. This is a huge moment for the Lynx, who had a dynasty throughout the 2010s before seeing a competitive dip. The Lynx currently hold a regular season record of 13-3, tied with Connecticut for the second best league in the league.
Yeah.
Best team in the league.
Yeah,
right.
Second best team in the league. Yeah, I got
right.
you.
Okay.
But then again, I'm also reading the script, so I kind of got an advantage here. I will say, though, in all seriousness, yeah, the Lynx, I kind of did some research, because a lot of people, if they're WNBA fans currently, this time 2 years ago, they weren't. So, you know, I kind of did some research on the Lynx and just saw how dominant they were. And yeah, they were. I think they won multiple finals from like 2011 into 2017. So that team was a big deal. And then we saw them have a dip that got as bad enough as them having like a losing record or two. And now they've bounced back. So great news for them there.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in the MLB, the state of Florida did not really show out. The Rays fell to the Mariners 5-2, and the Marlins blew a one-run lead late in the game to lose to the Royals 5-1. It's not all bad, though. The Braves have a doubleheader today with the Cardinals. The first game was earlier today. It was a makeup game. The Braves won 6-2. However, game two will get underway in about 30 minutes, so we will give an update on that in the sports segment in hour three. And the Cubs are releasing veteran catcher Yan Gomez.
Are they?
Yeah, he's 37 years old, he's a vet. He struggled this season. He had a 1.54 batting average before he was designated for assignment last week. The Cubs will be on the hook for the remainder of Gomez's $6 million contract, but he is now a free agent.
Yeah, 1.54, not exactly a stellar batting average.
Yeah, if you're turning your head at that, it's for a bad reason.
But while we're on the subject of baseball, how about those Cleveland Guardians?
I know,
winningest
man.
Winningest team in baseball right now.
Yeah, they got 50 wins just like yesterday or so, and they just took the top spot from the Yankees in the AL. So the Guardians have been doing very well, and I am happy to say that. Let's see, a quick college football headline here, some unfortunate news. A USF football player dead following a crash in the Midwest earlier this week.
Oh.
Yeah, police in Carver County, Minnesota say that 22-year-old Tegan Martin was involved in a rollover crash in Hollywood Township on Monday morning. Authorities say the driver was traveling at a high speed before his car ended up in a ditch. Martin joined the Bulls as a tight end last year, and the university released a statement, of course, extending their thoughts and prayers to Martin's loved ones. And, you know, we obviously do the same.
Right.
Very, very unfortunate circumstances there. And lastly, here in your sports headlines, before we get some traffic and weather, a bit of a shock on the women's national soccer team.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, U.S. women's soccer legend Alex Morgan has been left off of the roster for this year's Olympics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the team's first major tournament without her since the 08 Olympics, which was before she had even debuted for the team. Mm. Morgan's about to turn 35. She leads active U.S. players in caps and goals. So, you know, she was a big name, and she's obviously getting older, but man, I mean, she's nonetheless a great player and with some longevity. So her being off the roster, I would say, is nonetheless a surprise. Just past 5:45 here, looking at the roads. We're seeing those backups on Pine Forest Road clear out. Same thing on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Still got a little bit on North Davis Highway, traveling northbound towards Olive Road, and on Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. The last major spot, or I should say the biggest spot, is Three Mile Bridge. If you are traveling southbound trying to get into Gulf Breeze, we had an accident report there. And still very heavy backups. It looks like it's starting to break up slowly but surely. But once again, if you are getting onto Three Mile Bridge, you're going to be backed up a good ways. Steve, how's the weather?
Weather looks like it's going to get wet tomorrow. tonight, though, humid with a slight chance of a shower, maybe towards dawn. Low of 78 degrees tomorrow, starting off cloudy and humid with a possible heavy thunder shower or two in the afternoon. High about 87 degrees. Looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar right now, we do have one shower straddling the, looks like the escape. Santa Rosa and Okaloosa County line up by the Alabama border, but that's about it. The rest of the area is dry. 90 degrees in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton, and that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, getting on to our the health, business, and science notes very quickly here. Vibe session. It's the term being used to characterize the disconnect between the economy's overall strength and its perceived weakness among consumers.
That's the word?
Yeah, I guess so. According to TransUnion, concerns about inflation and interest rates are now at a two-year high. The consumer price index increased 3.3% in May. That's relative to last year. Prices are still rising. They're just growing at a slower pace than they had been. Higher inflation, coupled with the Federal Reserve's 11 rate hikes since 2022, too, have hit working class Americans particularly hard.
Well, here's something we don't talk about a lot.
Okay.
Loneliness.
Yes.
And that could impact your risk of having a stroke. You see, a new study shows older adults are reportedly being chronically lonely at a 56% higher stroke risk than those who rated their loneliness low. The lead study author at Harvard noted the importance of assessing loneliness and says consequences may be worse if ignored. Mm-hmm. And there's like two types of loneliness. I mean, when I was single, you know, I was alone. I didn't mind being alone.
Right.
But some people, loneliness is different than just being alone.
Yeah. And some people, you know, they have you know, they long more for human connection and all that. They're more emotionally in tune with that kind of lifestyle and those types of relationships. And that's the thing. If you get alone or if you get along as a lone wolf, that's great for you. But it seems like some people may struggle with it. I will say, you know, we hear about how like mental stuff, whether it be depression, anxiety, whatever, anything that can take a psychological / emotional toll,
yeah.
It can worsen your health. I mean, it just really can. Stress is a big one, obviously.
And while we're on the subject of health, cancer centers are reporting drug shortages now. Among 28 centers across the U.S., 89% reported at least one drug used to treat cancer symptoms or treatment side effects was in short supply. That's according to a survey by the National Comprehensive Cancer Network. The problem is reportedly fueled by a combination of supply chain problems and overseas companies cutting back on unprofitable drug manufacturing.
Golly, Steve, I was just talking about how, you know, we were talking about vibe session, like a recession of vibes. And then we were talking about the issues of stress and loneliness. And you just kick me when I'm down with the cancer center drug shortage.
Well, yeah.
Golly.
Talk about depression.
Yeah. Debbie Downer Steve over here. All right. We'll take a quick break. It's almost 5:50. When we return, some pop culture notes followed by wacky stories and good news. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 5:52 here. We'll take a crack at a couple of our pop culture notes before we get into our last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Let's see. I'll get us started here. Federal authorities now handling the investigation into the attempted fraudulent foreclosure of Graceland. The Tennessee Attorney General's office said that the investigation is best suited for federal law enforcement, adding that they have faith in our federal partners and know they will handle this appropriately. An identity thief from Nigeria may be behind the attempt to auction off Elvis Presley's famed estate. Graceland is the second most visited home in the United States, with only the White House receiving more visitors on a yearly basis.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Well, Willie Nelson's going to miss another date on his Outlaw Music Festival tour. And I guess he's not going to be on the road again.
At least not for now, perhaps, yeah.
Well, see, the 91-year-old country music legend will not perform at the tour stop at Virginia Beach tonight. It was announced last week Nelson had been ordered to rest for 4 days on doctor's orders because he wasn't feeling well. That forced him to miss the first 3 dates of the tour with Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss. What a lineup. Wednesday's update says Nelson's expected to return to the tour shortly. The next stop for the Outlaw Music Festival is scheduled for Friday in Syracuse, New York.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, Willie Nelson, I think we talked about it not just last hour, but before we went live this afternoon. I mean, Willie Nelson, he and Elvis Presley both are just two timeless talents, especially with Elvis Presley. It's almost even more impressive considering he's been dead for what? Since 1977,
right? Yeah, August. I remember that.
Yeah, a very, very long time. So, I mean, two big names to kick off our pop culture notes. We'll get into the other half of them with a couple of trailers, but first we'll get our last quick check of the roads and weather. Hopefully, I should not be seeing too much going on. Let's see. We've got some minor backups here and there on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Maybe a little bit still on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and North Davis traveling northbound, heading under I-10 and approaching Olive Road, but those spots are not even remotely severe. The only main spot is going to be 3 Mile Bridge. That's if you're traveling southbound, trying to get into Gulf Breeze. It looks like that congestion is starting to fizzle out a bit, but it's still going to be backing you up about halfway on to the bridge if you're traveling southbound, again trying to get into Gulf Breeze there. Steve, how's the weather?
In our forecast, it's going to get wet tomorrow. Tonight, though, humid with a slight chance of a shower later on, low about 78 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and humid, possible heavy thunder showers in the afternoon, high about 87, 89 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze, and 89 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Alrighty, thank you, sir. Let's see. Carrying on with some pop culture notes here. I mentioned a couple of movie trailers that we've got being released. One of them is for Tom Hanks's Here. He stars in the film. It focuses on a 100-year story of a single house and the people that lived there throughout that time. The camera is at the same fixed angle for the entire duration of the movie without moving once. The rest of the cast includes Robin Wright, Paul Bettany, Kelly Reilly, and David Flynn. And it's going to hit theaters on November 15th. I may see that one. That one sounds pretty different.
Sounds like an interesting concept. But yeah. It makes it easy, though, for the people who do the sets for this movie. It's just one set.
Yeah, they're saving money on the budget for sure when it comes to that production crew.
And while we're speaking of trailers, the first trailer is hitting the internet for Netflix, The Union. That film follows a spy who kidnaps her ex-boyfriend to retrieve a list that contains the identities of every American spy. She chooses her ex because he's seen as a nobody and then trains him for that mission. You see, the cast includes Mark Wahlberg, Halle Berry, J.K. Simmons, and Mike Coulter, and it's being released on Netflix on August 16th.
Yeah, once again, another star-studded list of names there. That one sounds interesting. I love how it says she chooses her ex because he's seen as nobody. That doesn't sound insulting at all.
Somebody who just blends in, right?
Yeah, just the average Joe. Let's see, some wacky stories here. A man known as the worst boyfriend in Manhattan, that's always a legacy to leave
really?
Behind. Yeah, that's what we all strive for. He is sentenced to 4 to 8 years in prison for stealing nearly $2 million from 5 women in romance scams.
Oh.
Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says that Nelson
Kahn?
We'll say Kahn.
Something like that.
Yeah, pleaded guilty earlier this month to grand larceny and scheme to defraud. Bragg says the 71-year-old pretended to be a wealthy art dealer and investor when he preyed on older rich women on online dating apps. Kahn, who often went by fake names, convinced his victims to invest in phony investment opportunities as they fell for him. I gotta tell you, if his last name is pronounced Kahn,
it's appropriate.
It is poetic, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, this happens a lot where people fall online having never really met the person, and they start to go back and forth. They get feelings for each other. Then suddenly he's in Nigeria and has no money for some reason. Send me the money or something, and gets your bank account and empties it.
Insane.
Well, a former voice actor for Bob's Burgers is expected to plead guilty to participating in the Capitol riot. Jay Johnson played Jimmy Pesto Sr. in the long-running Fox cartoon series. Video showed Johnson riding outside inside the Capitol building January 6th, and he's now facing four counts of felony obstruction of officers. New court documents released this week show that Johnson has a hearing scheduled for July 8th, in which he will be changing his plea from not guilty to guilty.
Yeah, just a very random person you would expect to see, wouldn't expect to see, rather, at something like that. I am familiar with Bob's Burgers. I believe I can picture the Jimmy Pesto guy, because he's like a culinary rival of Bob's at like his restaurants across the street or something.
Right.
I want to say it's something like that. I don't know. Either way, yeah, wow. Just sometimes it's the people you least expect.
Well, speaking of people you least expect, Justin Timberlake.
Yes, we do have some good news about him. That's probably what wasn't expected, seeing him in good news here. We've talked about him time and time again because of the DWI nonsense, drama, dare I say.
Mm-hmm.
But there's finally something wholesome to tie on to it. Last night at Madison Square Garden, while on his Forget Tomorrow tour, he was welcomed by a packed house that included fans shouting reassurances such as, "We forgive you," and "Everybody makes mistakes."
Yeah,
just he made a mistake. We're moving on. Luckily, right. It seems like the crowd is too.
And here, Austin, I've got some good news for you. Whataburger's really? Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich is officially back.
Yes, it
your
is.
Your favorite. As usual, it's back for a short time, though. And I know you don't mind because you're probably going to eat one every day until... And now you see you got your Whataburger cup in the studio there.
Yes, I do. And that's the thing. I mean, as I said, this is something, if you're a fan of Pensacola Right Now lore, I've mentioned this a couple times on air, and it's back. I was wondering when it was going to come back, and I'm happy to know that today was the day, and I've already taken part. You are correct, sir.
Yummy.
Yes, absolutely. Let's see. Just about 6 o'clock here. We'll get into Hour 3 in about 10 to 12 minutes after WEAR's Top of Hour News. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.